Magic 2CH, and there's been increasing concern about the whole issue of religious freedom in our wider community, and particularly as a consequence of the potential introduction of homosexual marriage. The question, will Christian leaders be free in Australia to continue to say what has been historic Christian teaching, that God's design for marriage is that a man and a woman would publicly unite, the two become one flesh? The Roman Catholic Archbishop of Tasmania, Julian Porteous, is on the line. Good evening, Julian.
Good evening, Dominic.
Thanks very much for talking to us tonight.
It's a pleasure.
Now, you really have been thrust into the centre of a storm on religious freedom over the last year or so with this publication of the booklet, Don't Mess With Marriage. Could you just tell us really what happened in that whole thing?
Certainly. The booklet itself was written probably about 3 years ago now by the Australian Catholic bishops. With this debate developing in the society, we felt it important to prepare something which we could disseminate to explain Catholic position, Catholic teaching on this matter. So it was prepared and it was left there, if you like, in an electronic form. Just we were just waiting for when we felt it was an appropriate time to disseminate it. Then when it appeared...
Now, I've read it. It really is a classic Christian traditional document on the meaning of marriage. I didn't think there was anything particularly controversial about it when you look at the historic position of the Church.
No, I fully agree. The document really just explained the traditional Christian teaching on the nature of marriage. It also included, and very deliberately, that at the beginning of the document to say that in no way is the document meant to cause offence to anybody who may hold different positions or experience themselves with same-sex attraction. So we respect such people, and this is not meant to be in any way demeaning of them, but we did need to present clearly what was traditional Christian understanding of the nature of marriage and family.
Now, what was the first advice that you were given that it was being raised with the Anti-Discrimination Commissioner?
What had happened was that I distributed it to all the parishes and to Catholic agencies, and also actually within a sealed envelope, we sent it home to the parents of children attending our Catholic schools, some 16,000 in Tasmania. And as a result of that, the local leader of the Australian marriage equality movement, Rodney Croom, publicly called on the people to make a complaint to the Anti-Discrimination Commissioner. So one individual did that. It's interesting to note that the person who made the complaint was not a recipient of the document, not a parent of a child attending a Catholic school, mm-hmm. but somebody who heard about it, obtained a copy of it from the online, and then lodged a complaint saying that the document was offensive towards themselves and other members of the LGBTI community, and cited the bishops for writing it and me for distributing it.
Mm-hmm. What happened then?
I received a document from the Anti-Discrimination Commissioner stating that the complaint was made and that the Commissioner considered the complaint had a sufficient legitimacy under the law in Tasmania, which states that that a person cannot offend, and that's the key word, offend, and that was how I was being cited, that this document was deemed by a particular person as offending them because of their own sexual orientation, and then the Commissioner then said that I needed to respond to this. So on advice, I propose that we seek what's called an early resolution process, which meant I said, look, there was never an intention on my part to offend. It was simply I was carrying out my duty and my role, responsibility as a bishop.
So this really is kind of mediation almost, isn't it?
Yeah, it's almost like a mediation. In fact, that's what it led to. We had I had two mediation meetings with the complainant and of course, many I had to engage a lawyer and the usual interchange of letters, proposing various things. So we sought to see if I was keen to see if maybe a face-to-face meeting where I could speak directly to the complainant and assure the complainant that there was never an intention to offend on my part, that I was just doing what I needed to do as a bishop, as that present mm-hmm. Catholic teaching. However, the complainant was wanted the document to be changed in its content in various ways, and I said, look, this is a document of the Australian Catholic Bishops. It's completely consistent with Catholic teaching, and it's also something which is commonly known. There's no surprises in the document, no new presentation. Plus, it was the law of the land, too. It wasn't that we were doing anything which I think a normal person would consider to be unjust, unfair, or discriminatory. So I couldn't accede to the request to change the content of our document, or for that matter, of Catholic teaching on the nature of marriage. So
what was the outcome?
Well, it went on for quite a few months.
Was that a stressful period?
Well, it was, because I wasn't sure of the outcome. Plus, there was, several meetings where there was uncertainty as to how they would would turn out. In the end, the complainant just announced that they were going to withdraw the complaint. That was unfortunate, I believe, because it meant that the law was there, the law was being interpreted in a particular way. I could not be certain that somebody else could not do exactly the same thing the following day on the same grounds, because there was no resolution, really, of the complaint. And the commissioner considered that the complaint had sufficient basis for it to be brought forward through the Anti-Discrimination Commission. So my concern was that myself, or indeed any Tasmanian who spoke publicly or even privately, who said that they believed in Christian teaching about the nature of marriage, could not be cited under the law as saying something which was offensive.
Did they give reasons for dropping it?
No, not really. In fact, the complainant did say I might take it up again at some stage, but it wasn't convenient to pursue it at this point in time.
Okay.
So it was I felt that was unfortunate. That was left the matter really unresolved. And
all sorts of news stories just for a long time kind of negative about you. And negative about the church's teaching.
Yes, yes. And you know, the accusations that we come across of promoting hate and bigotry and so forth, all these sort of innuendos were there, because here is a Christian leader being cited against anti-discrimination legislation. So surely he must have done something terrible.
Yeah. As you look back on the whole thing, would you have played it differently at any point?
It's hard to know how I could have done much more than I did. I really, one thing I did say to the complainant was that I would be happy to sit down not only with the complainant, but also other members of the LGBTI community and speak. I'd be willing to listen to their concerns. I understand that they can feel the church is critical of them or whatever. And, of course, there's a difference between stating what you sincerely believe about the nature of marriage and personally attacking somebody. Now, there was no personal attack in the document or in anything I said or did. And I was trying to make that distinction. There's a distinction between publicly stating what you sincerely believe to be true and right and good, and another situation where you deliberately go out to attack or ridicule another person. And I think that's the distinction that needs to be made. A Christian needs to be free to be able to present what they believe to be Christian truth. But it to be done with respect, with sincerity, and in no way inciting anything negative towards somebody else who has a different view on the matter.
Mm. Archbishop, thanks very much for talking to us tonight.
That's a pleasure.
That's Archbishop Julian Porteous, the Roman Catholic Archbishop of Tasmania, on the line. Maybe you have a view. 1300 13 1170, and this is Magic 2CH.